This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
7:35 Friday, the 20th of January, and you're listening to The Morning Run with Philip C, who's a monkey, John Jensen, Wong Xiaoling, who are both tigers.
I'm not a hot air baboon. Contrary to what people think, I just want to clarify, I'm also not a monkey. I'm actually a human being, a homo sapien.
Okay, but this is according to your Chinese zodiac, by
sure,
the way.
Okay. So.
But nonetheless, after the 8 a.m. news bulletin, we're going to have the breakfast grill. Who are you putting in the hot seat?
Well, on the hot seat is Ngan Teng Yi. He's the president of the KL and Selangor Chinese Assembly Hall. Tracing back its beginnings to the 20th century, the Assembly Hall has grown to become a civil society organization focusing on ensuring the voices within the Chinese community are heard while fighting for the benefits and rights of all Malaysians. Now, for this Chinese New Year special, we speak to him about how the organization has grown from strength to strength and its role in promoting national unity as well as national advancement.
Okay, interesting, especially on the eve of Chinese New
yes.
Year. But meantime, we turn our attention to markets well, because the year of the tiger was terrible for most asset classes. And it was one of the first years where both bonds and equities did equally bad, i.e. where you couldn't just make money. It was just so challenging. But as we hop into the Lunar New Year, in the year of the water rabbit, how will it be?
So will the quick, skillful and alert nature of the rabbit bring new fortunes for equity markets, or will it be a year of burrowing into a hole and defensive? China's reopening of its borders on January 8th and almost full relaxation of its COVID-19 restriction has led to a 46% rally in the Hang Seng Index to above 21,000 points post the Party Congress meeting in October of 2022, but it's still below its peak of 30,000 points.
Based on CLSA's 2023 tongue-in-cheek feng shui guide, how will the Hang Seng Index perform and what sectors and stocks should investors be focusing on? And more specifically, what months will be the best?
Oh, you do want to hear this. So for some insights, we speak to Justin Chan, Equity Research Associate at CLSA, and of course, the magic wand bearer who wrote this report. Good morning, Justin. Now, 2022 was a year full of surprises. So can we do first a recap of CLSA's feng shui guide in the year of the tiger? Because here we are all about checking whether you were right in terms of your predictions. So what went right?
For sure. Well, first of all, I just want to say, Gong Hei Fa Choy, on behalf of CLSA, we would like to wish everyone a happy and prosperous Chinese New Year. Our feng shui guide here is a fun break from our professional research, and we just hope everyone sit back and just relax and enjoy our tongue-in-cheek outlook for the Hang Seng Index. Our prediction, so last year was, as you said, full of uncertainties and extremes. However, our feng shui index did a pretty good job of navigating the Hang Seng Index. We picked the early rise, the sudden fall in March, and then the rebound through spring and early summer, and then the gradual drop after. Well, our prediction looks slightly off towards the end of the year, but if you shift our prediction just a few months later, it literally has the same pattern as Hang Seng Index rebound in the past couple of months. So I would say we did a pretty good job.
So not exactly a roaring success, but very much some alignment there. As we move into the year of the water rabbit, what do the stars say about the performance of the HSI? When can we see the high of 30,000 points again?
So the water rabbit brings fire to the bazi that will feed on yin wood, which is easy to burn. Since fire is missing from the Hang Seng Rooster's bazi chart, this creates some sort of balance, which is good. However, the lack of metal is not a good sign, as coins represent the market. So the Destiny chart predicts substantial movement in the Hang Seng Index, but little traction overall. So in terms of the Hang Seng Index, we think from a feng shui perspective, that after a decent start to the year, we expect a momentary setback in March, and then a modest rise before summer. In the second half of the year, the Hang Seng Index will then stumble twice before a big rally in November, setting it up for a comfortable winter.
And Justin, what about the, I know you've gone through the months, but what about the individual months this year, which would bring out performance?
Yes, so the mysterious workings of the heavenly bodies and earthly forces should be the most auspicious in November. So that is when we advise everyone should to focus on.
Okay, and we know 2022 was a very challenging year for property in both developed and emerging markets, no thanks to the higher interest rate environment. But let's look at things from a feng shui perspective. Now, where should people position themselves to maximize their luck? What's the best direction to face?
Yeah, sure. So there are actually two perspectives how we look at property from a feng shui point of view. So first, as you mentioned, there's the direction. So we look at property from a flying stars principles from the luo shu. First, you want to perhaps, if you're looking for property in Malaysia or Kuala Lumpur, you can overlay a map of the specific location to a 3x3 grid, and then you can identify the best direction based on the flying principles. This year, flying stars principles, sorry. This year, north and south will be the best directions. The auspicious nine purple star in the north will bring harmonious relationships, while the eight white star, which represents wealth, is in the south. So pay attention to these two directions. And then from another perspective, we also look at property using the elements. So this year, property belongs to Earth, right? Which should have a mediocre year according to the Bazi. While this might seem sort of disappointing, but it could still be seen as an improvement for the struggling property segment last year.
Yeah, that's interesting. Can we expand beyond property and see how the other five elements of metal, fire, earth, wood and water present a case to be invested in the different sectors? Now, you already said property sits in the earth segment. Yeah. Well, where do the other investor sectors sit in?
Sure. So, yeah, in feng shui, all industries can be divided into one of the five elements. So as I touched on earlier, fire and wood are the most abundant element this year. Wood further strengthens fire. So fire-related industries such as oil and gas, telecom, semiconductors, internet stocks should have the best year or the best time in the second quarter of the year. Similarly, fortunes for the sectors associated with wood, which includes healthcare, education, plantation, consumer, should be fairly good as well. On the other hand, metal-related industries like financials and battery will have the most challenging year.
And Justin, are there specific zodiac signs that might experience a favorable year, and what signs would expect a more challenging one?
Sure, yes. You can actually check out more on our feng shui, the cover of our feng shui guide or CLSA.com. For the year of the water rabbit, we think that dog, monkey, dragon, pig, and goat will have the best year. These party animals, as you can see, if you can check out our cover, they're just enjoying themselves on a junk boat. Rat, ox, and horse will have a moderately good time and will be just developing their hobby, hiking at the peak and taking photos. We have anxious rabbit and bored tiger. They'll be doing okay. Snake will be stuck at the office, slaving away on spreadsheets. And unfortunately, rooster will have the most difficult year. Not only will he fall into the water, he also has to worry about the falcon. But don't worry, because you can check out more on each of Zodiac's health, wealth, career, and relationship advice and how to mitigate the negative energy on our feng shui mini site at clsa.com.
All right. Thank you very much. That was Justin Chan Wanbarov, whose day job is Equity Research Associate at CLSA. We also wish him Gong Hei Fa Choy. Now, launched in 1992, this CLSA Feng Shui Index is a lighthearted look for the Hong Kong outlook for the Hong Kong market and a well-loved tradition, actually, in the buy and sell side. But it's not to be taken as serious equity.
Literally.
Yeah, equity research. But
you're a year of the tiger, aren't you?
Yes, Jensen and I are both year of the tiger.
What does it say for you, both of you?
Well, according to the Feng Shui Index, CLSA, I had a read, and it basically says I'm going to be a lonely tiger.
Okay,
that's in a nutshell.
Doesn't sound good.
No, it just says being single-minded, and I quote the report, can lead to loneliness or just a solitary trajectory through the jungle, stopping off to see friends and loved ones from time to time. Not so great.
Well, I think what that means is that you just have to take us out for more meals then, I guess.
Which I already do. But your fortune is rather interesting, Philip.
Yes, I'm a monkey. So if the previous year called for more self-restraint, then you would have liked this. It all begins with opposable thumbs. From there, the world will be your oyster as long as you can open it. You have a get-out-of-the-lab-cage free card on the earthly release star. It does not so much as augment any particular area of your life, but it will stop your plans from evaporating like a hot air balloon.
So basically what you're going
go
to
wild,
I'm going to go wild.
You're going to go wild.
I'm going to go crazy out there. No holds barred.
What about us lonely tigers and Jensen?
I can bring you
story
along.
Story of our lives, right?
I can bring you along. No worries,
story
guys.
Of your life. Speak for yourself, okay? don't include me in your sad, lonely life there, okay?
Come with me on my epic journey.
I will follow Philip C. Lesso Chong Jensen.
We'll have Phil on our backs.
Yeah. Up next, we'll be speaking to Charlie Koh, CEO and founder of Urban Mentory, on plans for a greater Klang Valley. Stay tuned for that, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.